Hello, girls. I wanted to discuss a matter of the day, right? Coronavirus, what's on everyone's minds, and draw from it a possible lesson that we can learn for ourselves. I recently saw an interesting treatment method that's being used or being looked at to be used, where they would take the plasma, they want to take the plasma of past patients who have had coronavirus and recovered and use it to heal current patients. Again, past patients, if they've had coronavirus, their body made antibodies against it, which can fight the disease, which patients who are currently struggling with the disease can then use in their struggle with the disease. I found this particularly interesting. What came to my mind was the idea, we know there's a concept that anything in this physical world has a spiritual parallel. And, you know, it's possible that the spiritual parallel to this concept is something that we see in Chumash. By the Chet Eitz Hadas, after Adam and Chava sinned, they used dafka fig leaves to cover themselves. Rashi discusses the idea that it's from here we learn that the Eitz Hadas was a fig tree. Why? He says, Badavar shenis kalkalu, in the thing that they came to ruin in, bonus canoe, with that they will fix. Similarly here, I feel, who is it that's able to help? It's dafka, the people who struggled with the same disease. In a spiritual realm, I believe this rings true as well. Sometimes we have struggles. Let's say we're struggling with a particular midah or a particular, you know, we fill in the blank. And it's hard. It's hard to struggle with those things. We don't feel good about ourselves. Sometimes we sort of give up hope. But it's dafka those people many times when they are able to overcome the nisyonos that are the ones that serve as an inspiration within that area, within that challenge. Sometimes it could be someone struggling with emuna. If they're able to overcome it, if they're able to learn about it, oftentimes they're excited to share. And it's them, it's those people who will be the inspiration almost for the rest of the nation who are struggling maybe in the same area. I find this inspiring because, again, it gives us hope. Oftentimes we look at our struggles and we're ashamed. We feel bad about them, but here we can take them and sort of, nasa keschuyus, we say that a virus could become like schuyus. Here you literally can take something you're struggling with, something you're going through, and use it to help others. I think this is possibly a way to explain that idea. These struggles now become a schus for you because you're helping others in the same area. And it's these people who have the capacity to do this because they have the empathy, they have the understanding because they dafka went through this struggle. So that's my message. This actually applies even in a more physical realm. We oftentimes, again, the last example I heard once at a graduation, the founder of Dar Yerushalayim himself went through having four children who died of Tay-Sachs. But he took his struggle and didn't just grieve, but took it and used it to help others avoid the same pitfall, the same problem, the same disease within their children. So it could happen on a physical realm, but it could also happen with our spiritual struggles. It's, again, people who conquer and overcome certain things or go through certain struggles that are the ones who are capable of helping us all with that struggle, helping us all. And again, this is empowering because sometimes we feel like things just happen to us. Why do I have to have these struggles? Why does this have to be hard for me? Why does this have to be my thing? But now you can take it and say, well, what can I do with it? What can I do with it? I could use it to help. Have a great day.